At current rates, China could easily consume a year's worth of Australian pork production in just over 2 days. It's a diet staple, and with beef prices soaring and Chinese domestic production tipped to fall next year, it's an exporter's dream. But as Clint Jasper reports, Australian exports won't be on the table.
What will be on the table, however, are exports from the European Union. More efficient pork production, coupled with a shift to meat-reduced diets and a number of European food scandals, are forcing producers to look further afield for new markets. Rabobank animal protein analyst Angus Gidley-Baird says producers in Europe are looking to China.
The consumption of pork probably not increasing as fast as the supply of pork is increasing. They've had a number of productivity improvements that have driven some increases in supply.
Both beef and pork are getting more expensive, so some analysts are tipping the Chinese to start eating more fish and poultry. But Angus Gidley-Baird says they're underestimating just how much the Chinese love their pork.
China's had a big reduction in their sow and hog numbers in the last 12 to 18 months. We saw the US actually go through a similar situation last year with their PED virus. You know, the shortage of the product in the market will mean that prices go up if demand doesn't drop at the same time. But at the same time, we're not really seeing a great substitution out of the market. Interestingly, speaking to our Chinese analyst last night, saying that for some reason there isn't a great deal of shift at the moment. Maybe it's yet to come. We're just not sure at the moment.
The Australian industry is far smaller than China's or the European Union's, and its supply and demand are already well matched. Australian producers can't export to China because there's no protocol in place, something industry group Australian Pork Limited wants negotiated as soon as possible. But APL marketing manager Peter Hayden says even once the protocol's in place, Australia won't be competing on volume.
Australia is, as a country, is famed around the world for our natural environment and our high food standards. So that would be part of it. And because, as you say, China does consume so much pork, we would be much more likely to target the higher end, more premium outlets and consumers because we couldn't possibly produce enough pork to satisfy all of China's needs.
Are there concerns with forecasts that excess EU production that can't go into Russia because of trade bans moving into that Chinese market, building relationships where Australian exporters could already be building those relationships? You know, is that a missed opportunity for every year that this protocol hasn't been worked out?
So the short answer is, of course, yes. So China is a very valuable market, and people that are doing business already do have stronger relationships, and those are particularly important in China. Having said that, in Australia at the moment, our industry is pretty balanced between supply and demand. So we're producing a high-quality product, which is being eaten domestically mainly at the moment. So whilst there are opportunities, it doesn't really feel like we're losing anything in the short term. Certainly in the longer term, protocols will be an additional source of demand and an additional opposite for pig farmers.
One advantage for both EU producers and Australian pig farmers hopeful of exporting to China is that very little American pork makes it onto the market. US producers use the feed additive and growth hormone ractopamine extensively, and the Chinese ban it. Peter Hayden says part of Australia's protocol with China would include ractopamine-free supply chains.
We already have supply chains that are ractopamine-free, so that's not really that big a deal for us.
As for when the protocol will be worked out, Australian Pork Limited says that's anyone's guess, but the group is pushing for a deal to be negotiated as soon as possible.
Clint Jasper reporting.